For trainers, it remains the ultimate and always will be to have a runner in the Derby with a big chance is your aim. To win it is your dream. And David Lanigan, that dream could be coming true for you. Let's talk about Main Sequence. He's been mentioned a lot this morning. And you must be thrilled to have a horse of his quality in your care.
It's great to have a horse of that calibre. So we'll see how we go.
Well, what were your thoughts on watching him win that Lingfield Derby trial so easily?
There are two things we were trying to... we wanted to go to the D Stakes, but just the ground had come up very soft, and a lot of those trials had come up soft, and horses that you'd seen come out of them looked like it had left its mark on it. And we wanted to take a gradual step up and just see, you know, were we good enough to be in that sort of category, and be on trip, but we wanted to take it one step at a time. But then when Lingfield put that trial onto the poly track, we had to jump the two hurdles at once. So we always thought on his homework that he'd get a mile and a half, but just Ted was a little bit, he didn't get a lot out of his first start at Newmarket over a mile and a quarter, because they went very steady and sprinted for sort of the last three furlongs, so we weren't really able to play off that. And there was a lot of speed in the family, you know, so it was a question mark, but at Lingfield he got the trip well.
And looking down, David, looking down the trainers with intended runners in the Derby, I mean, there are familiar names like Aidan O'Brien, Marcus Tregoning, obviously, who's won it before. Sir Henry Cecil's still got Noble Mission in there. I'm not sure whether he'll run or not. Jim Bolger, possibly. And then the younger brigade, yourself, Andrew Balding, Charlie Hills, David Simcock. Just remind everybody of your background, how long you've been training and where you were, who you were working for before.
I've been training this is my fifth season, and I was assistant to Sir Henry Cecil for 5 years before that. I went to the Royal Agricultural College in Cirencester and went to America for 5 years straight after that. But I've grown up with horses in my father's farm at Coolmore since I was born. So.
And I know that Henry Cecil has always thought the world of you and been very supportive. Have you asked his advice at all in terms of preparing a horse for this race?
We speak to it every week anyway, just friendship more than anything else, and we get on very well and always have done. He's been a great help to me when I started off, you know, was very supportive and everything like that. And, you know, we speak regularly on the phone anyway, just talking about various things and weather and everything like that, and we've had chats and everything like that, and he's given me a bit of advice, but now we speak on a regular basis anyway.
He'll be extremely excited for you, and going there with a horse that's still unbeaten in four runs so far, you must be thinking, right, we've got a serious chance here. Camelot is obviously a very good horse, and Aidan we spoke to earlier, and everything's going straightforwardly with him. What will you do between now, over the next 8 days, and in terms of preparation immediately before the race and how he'll be ridden in the race, what are you thinking?
Between now and then, he did an easy piece of work yesterday, and he'll do his sort of last proper piece on Saturday. And then it's sort of just a question of keeping him ticking over and hopefully getting him there in one piece. 2 weeks feels like an eternity at the moment, but he's done all his sort of real hard stuff and everything. He's had two races this year, and it's just a question of keeping him ticking over really at the moment. And then as far as the race is concerned, Ted is down here on a regular basis. He's been with, you know, he's riding with for me since I started training. He knows the horses as far as riding them better than I do, and I don't mess his head up with the instructions. You know, those good jockeys, you pay them to do a job, and I don't think you can ever really make a plan in those races. You know, you jump out of the stalls and plan A usually goes out the window straight away, and you have to, I think, leave a jockey the free rein to make the decisions, and that's what you employ them for, to make the decision that they think is right.
And just finally, David, are you feeling that Main Sequence is good enough to win the Investec Derby?
Listen, there's an awful lot of good horses. We've gone through the trials, and we've earned our we've earned our right to be there. But you know, he's a nice horse, and it's a big step up. And the Derby is never a penalty kick, but you know, we're done. There's an awful lot of good. Like Camelot is a very, very good trainer, or a very good horse, and I think, you know, Jim Bulger's horse is probably a very good horse. You know, I know he's going to run in the Guineas at the weekend, and he's planning to come over here, but he's probably a horse that will appreciate Step Up and Trip. But you know, they've been there and done that an awful lot, so you know, they know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly the type of horse they have, so it's not going to be an easy race. There's a lot of very good horses in there, and it's a very difficult course. You know, horses either act on it or they don't act on it. So, and you never know until you actually get in the race.
And sometimes you find out soon enough. But fantastically exciting for you, David, to have a runner in the race. And we wish you well. And thank you for talking to us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.